Algeria's president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has won re-election in what Western observers say were the country's first genuinely pluralistic presidential elections since independence in 1962. But opposition candidates are claiming the vote was rigged and say they'll file legal appeals. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is in Algiers. How have the Algerian people reacted to the election results?
Well, if there's any indication from outside my window, the noise of honking cars and a lot of celebration on the part of Bouteflika's supporters. They took to the streets right a few hours after the polls closed. At the same time, opponents of Bouteflika clashed with the riot police when they attempted to stage a protest demonstration in the center of the city. The police used tear gas, and we've heard of several arrests. Now, the Bouteflika campaign said the interior minister just announced that he won more than 80%, which makes him immediately the winner, and there will be no second round, while the next opponent got 7%. There's a big gap there.
Western countries were closely monitoring the election as a harbinger of democracy in the region. What are election observers saying?
Well, there have been no formal statements from the international monitor since the polls closed, but I followed some observers to several polling stations yesterday during the voting, and one Belgian parliamentarian who had monitored two previous elections in Algeria was very impressed by a new election law that was introduced recently. And she had been here in 1995, which was the peak of the war between security forces and Islamist rebels, and she told me how at that time fundamentalist militants stood outside polling stations to intimidate voters. She was also here in 1999 when Bouteflika was easily elected after all the opposing candidates withdrew, claiming the election was rigged. And yesterday she expressed confidence that Algerians for the first time were truly being given an election choice and that the outcome was not known beforehand. Remember, this is a country where up to now the powerful army had effectively always handpicked the president. This time the army pledged to remain neutral. And this observer was optimistic that the elections would be an important signal for democratization in the wider Arab world.
Well, opposition candidates say the ballots also were rigged in this election.
Yeah, in fact, they said that they were warning of fraud even before the polls opened. They accused Bouteflika of being an authoritarian leader and of having monopolized the state-run airwaves throughout the campaign. We'll have to see what the monitors say about how the votes were counted, the process afterwards, and there certainly is this very big gap, 80% and 7% between the two candidates, number one and number two. But I do have to say, from what we heard in the last few days and yesterday at polling stations, many, many people told us that they were going to vote for Bouteflika, both young people and middle-aged Algerians. He's widely seen as the man who helped ease this country out of the bloody decade-long war between Islamist rebels and the army that claimed up to 150,000 lives. He's credited with helping restore Algeria on the international stage after a long isolation. And the economy has also substantially improved under his watch.
What about Algeria as an ally in the war against terrorism?
Well, certainly he's said to be the first Arab leader to have called up the President Bush right after September 11th. The United States has embraced Algeria and Bouteflika as a very loyal ally and in cooperating. They say here the Islamist insurrection of the 90s has been pretty much put to an end, but there are still a lot of Islamic militants here in Algeria, and this is seen as a springboard for a lot of the Islamic terrorism activity in Europe and other parts of the world. In fact, the bombers in the Madrid train stations on March 11th are said to have come from this North African region.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli in Algiers.